This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life well. Rocket can. Tyler Medakevich going to join us coming up 20 minutes from now from the Buffalo Bills as we will preview their season first and goal style of four downs of questions for the Bills captain. But first up, I was thinking about this on my walk over to the station today. As we're now about a month away from the start of the season, and the first game of the year is going to be the Buffalo Bills up against the LA Rams, as the Rams are the defending Super Bowl champions, and we're going to see if they go back-to-back. Buffalo has Super Bowl expectations. How many quarterbacks this year can you see winning the Super Bowl? And I have 8 quarterbacks on my list. Now, Hickey, I asked you to compile your list as well. How many quarterbacks did you have on your list where you could envision a world, imagine a world, where this amount of many quarterbacks could win a Super Bowl?
I have for just this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
6.
Ooh. Okay. I'm now debating, since I have 2 more quarterbacks than you, if I want to hear your list first. You know what I do? Let me hear your 6. I'm not going to react. But I just want to hear your 6, and then I want to see where we disagree before we continue this conversation any further.
Cool. So just this season, who I can envision winning a Super Bowl, Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills, Joe Burrow, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford. That's it.
One more time, your list?
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
No Aaron Rodgers, no Lamar Jackson, obviously no Deshaun Watson, no Dak Prescott, no, if you want to get nuts, Kirk Cousins, Matty Ice. Took a lot for me to leave him out.
Oh, please. Now, I'm going to put your list on the back burner for just a second, and I want to have a conversation because there's 2 that I think are just egregious errors on your part.
Egregious.
One is egregious. The other, I could see him winning a Super Bowl this year. But one is definitely egregious. I'll give you my 8 that I have right now, and I'll give you the explanation. Josh Allen. The Bills, I think, are the most talented team in the NFL. If their defense could have just got off the field last year, he may have won the Super Bowl last year. Can't say he definitely would have won, but he may have won the Super Bowl. I don't think Josh Allen would have crumbled in the second half up against Cincinnati. And I know Mahomes is great, and we all love Mahomes. But I just, with the way that the Bills are rolling and the way that Josh Allen was playing in the postseason, I would have been stunned if Josh Allen would have played like the way Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense did in the second half going up against Cincinnati Bengals in that AFC Championship game. Joe Burrow almost won a Super Bowl last year with no offensive line, now has an offensive line. Patrick Mahomes, no explanation really needed. Each and every year, you could see this guy winning a Super Bowl. The question just becomes, when will he actually add another Super Bowl championship to his resume? Tom Brady, without a doubt, Tom Brady has to be on that list. The NFC is not deep. Matthew Stafford, once again, defending Super Bowl champions, NFC is not deep. Now, where we disagreed a little bit, Aaron Rodgers, they're the 3rd best team in the NFC, so I can't exclude that. Did you say, you didn't say Herbert, right?
No, not Justin Herbert.
I put Herbert on my list, and I also put Lamar Jackson. So my 8, Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes, Herbert, Brady, Rodgers, Stafford. So when I look at this list, I didn't have Russell Wilson. And the reason why I didn't have Russell Wilson, I was like doing the math there. I have 6, 8, and then we're talking about two guys that we differentiate on. It's actually 3. The reason why I didn't put Russell Wilson, I believe the Broncos aren't going to make the playoffs. Now, can I see a world where they make the playoffs? Absolutely, I can. I've been saying this all throughout the offseason, and I will say it now for the 9,000th time this offseason. When I look at the Broncos, people are going to tell me, oh, well, Brady did it, Stafford did it, why can't Russell Wilson do it? Brady was playing in an NFC that was not strong. Stafford was playing in an NFC that was not strong. Now, Brady didn't win the division that year. Stafford won his division. But both those teams went on a stretch where they did not look like they were going to win a Super Bowl the year they actually did win the Super Bowl. If that happens this year in the AFC, and also in particular the AFC West, that could be the difference of making the playoffs and missing the playoffs. And I think there's going to be a stretch like that on the Broncos season. So that's why I kept out Russell Wilson. Like Tony Dungy told me, I will reiterate it, I still think the Broncos are a year away before I view them as a Super Bowl team. Why can't you see Aaron Rodgers winning the Super Bowl this year?
2 reasons. Come off short too many times for me to believe. He has really not played great football in the postseason for the most part.
Totally fair.
And losing Davante Adams, I don't think you come that close and fall short and now all of a sudden get over the hump without your best player outside of Aaron Rodgers.
But you would agree that the Packers are the 3rd best team in the NFC, right?
Yes.
So then how can you not see at least the scenario then where he gets a Super Bowl? Let's just say Stafford, that elbow lingers, and Brady, his offensive line, is in shambles right now. Is it really inconceivable to you for the Packers to get to the Super Bowl this year?
Yes. I mean, look at last year. They didn't lose to the Bucs or the Rams. They lost to a team that was inferior to them. Jimmy G, they didn't score. Aaron Rodgers got everything he wanted.
And Rodgers,
field,
wow.
Weather.
That throw that he should have hit Alan Lazard and went for Davante Adams was terrible.
So I just can't see a scenario where you fall short in the playoffs so many times and now you lose your best play and all of a sudden that's the recipe for success. I got to believe it when I see it. Or see it to believe it, I should say, for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I've given up on them. I'm done.
I found one flaw in your arguments when Hickey goes, I'm done, or there's no chance. It's that, like you said the other day, the Yankees have no chance of going to the World Series. I think that is a ludicrous statement because if the Astros aren't in the World Series, then it's going to be the Yankees. You even said the Yankees were the 2nd best team in the AL. So they have a shot to go to the World Series, even though there are flaws with this Yankees team. And we've seen those flaws come up in the postseason year in and year out. If you told me this case, and let's just, the argument you're making with the Packers, and it was in the AFC, I would probably agree with you. If the Packers play in the AFC, I would probably not have Aaron Rodgers on this list because of how deep the AFC is and how many great quarterbacks there are on the AFC and those other teams from a roster standpoint just having a better roster. And maybe you could say, okay, the Packers could still get to the Super Bowl and then lose the Super Bowl. But if the Packers are in the Super Bowl, even though their road may have not has been as tough, they'll have a chance to win the game just solely based off who that quarterback is. For you to tell me that the Packers are the 3rd best team in the NFC, that just mentally does not register with me then why they don't have a shot to win the Super Bowl. Like if you told me, okay, they're the 4th or the 5th team, that would be something, but you don't, like who's your other strong 3rd team? Who's a team that could really challenge the Packers to be the 3rd best team in the NFC in your opinion? That's what I want to challenge you to do here because you could see what I'm saying math-wise. Like, you're telling me the Yankees are 2nd best team in the AL, but they have no shot to go to the World Series, and you're telling me the Packers are 3rd best team in the NFC.
It's not the number.
They have no shot.
It's not where they're ranked. It's the gap between them and the best. Like, you could be the 3rd, you could be the 2nd best team in the conference, but if the gap is the Atlantic Ocean between how good you are and how good the other team is,
but when you
then
say
it doesn't
no
matter.
Shot, that is zero. Zero.
Yeah, I've given up with the Packers. I don't think there's a reason, you know, to believe. There's no reason to inspire confidence.
So if someone had to push the Packers this year for that 3rd spot in the NFC, who's the team that you put the most confidence in?
Push the Packers. I hate to say it. I probably...
49ers for you?
No, I'd probably go the Cowboys.
Ooh. Wow.
From a record perspective.
And look how big of the gap it is for the Packers to the Cowboys. Like, the Packers are much better than Dallas. Like, I have zero confidence that Dallas is going to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, I would
They'll
agree.
Be a playoff team. I don't even know if Dallas is going to win that division. If we're being honest, I would actually expect Philadelphia to win that division. When I look at that, here's what concerns me with Dallas this year. There's such a negative feeling around them with McCarthy, no Amari Cooper anymore. I think CeeDee Lamb's going to be a really good wide receiver. That offensive line's not that strong anymore. And also, here's something that I think is not being talked about enough. Dallas's defense was good last year. We talked about nonstop Micah Parsons and also Diggs at the cornerback position and how good of a year that Trayvon Diggs did have. Is there going to be any regression here in year number two with Dan Quinn in Dallas? Like, that defense, I don't know if they're going to be as good as the level they performed last year.
Especially interceptions, like, they usually tend to regress. Like, it's hard to repeat how many picks they had last year. So,
don't get me wrong. I think Diggs is a much better player than this player that I'm going to say. But there was one year Kyle Arrington for the Pats almost. I don't know if he led the league in interceptions, but he came pretty damn close. And I don't think he ever sniffed that amount of interceptions ever again, close to that. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen with Diggs. I do believe Diggs is such a great player, but it seemed like every week last year, Diggs had a touchdown or he had some ridiculous interception. Even for some of the greatest cornerbacks that we ever see, the frequency is not going to be that high as it was a year ago.
Right. I mean, he had a great year, but just that number specifically, interceptions, it usually tends to, you don't repeat great performances like that.
And why can't you see Lamar Jackson? Because I think Lamar Jackson, I've compared him before to Giannis Antetokounmpo in terms of the way that people talked about Giannis the year before he won the championship. A lot of people talk that way about Lamar Jackson, who's won an MVP in this league and has been to the playoffs 3 out of his first 4 years in the league. Why can't Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl this year, in your opinion?
Two reasons. Number one, I thought everyone else in the AFC got better. The Ravens stood pat. Now they're still a good team. I know injuries ravaged them last year. That gets me nervous when a lot of the teams get upgraded.
Better just because they get so many guys coming back.
Right, but are they better than the Bengals? Are they better than the Bills? Are they better than, I'm high in the Broncos, but you're high in the Chargers and the Raiders. Like, I think so many other teams upgraded where, sure, the Ravens are still a good team, and they're kind of upgrading because injuries, they missed so many guys for a long period of time last year. I just don't think they're still on that level talent-wise as a lot of other teams. And also, too, with Lamar, I like to see him play better in the postseason, play a little bit more consistent. I think it's a fair critique just to say play better. We really haven't seen it. Even in the one game they won against the Titans, it was a little up and down.
Came from behind.
You didn't even play. I mean, still
a little
shaky,
but
yeah.
Margin, but came from behind.
So when you're looking at the level of play that you're going to have to go into here in the AFC, if he's in the NFC, it's a different story because, again, I think it's a two-team conference with the Bucs and the Rams, and everyone else is kind of a crapshoot. The AFC, I mean, you could literally face, if you're the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, and, like, the Chiefs in a three-week span. Well, that's a lot.
Well, here's what I'll say to you, just because I try to figure out the Hickey scale on this, and the Hickey scale sometimes just does not register with me. And we talked about the NFC where, okay, you have the Packers as a third team, but you think the gap is so big from the Rams and the Bucks to the Packers that you don't think the Packers could go to the Super Bowl this year. I'll disagree. We'll agree to disagree on that. In the AFC, though, there's a lot more depth. Where do you place the Ravens if you're saying you don't see Lamar taking this team to a Super Bowl this year? How many teams in the AFC, like, give me yes or no. Bills better than the Ravens?
Yes.
Bengals better than the Ravens?
Yes.
Browns better than the Ravens?
I'm assuming Deshaun Watson is going to be out for most, if not all, the year. No.
I'm not even going to ask you the Steelers because I know which way you're going to go there.
Right.
Tennessee better than the Ravens?
No.
Colts better than the Ravens?
I would say even.
Really?
Yeah. I agree.
Wow. Okay. So
slight edge to the Ravens.
Do I count that into the equation? Or
sure. We'll give the Ravens an edge, I guess. Sure.
Okay. Oh, so you're saying the Ravens slightly better than
51-49.
The
I think they're right there.
Broncos better than the Ravens?
No.
Okay.
Wait. Broncos are better than the Ravens.
I was just going to say.
I confused myself.
Chargers better than the Ravens?
Yes.
Chiefs better than the Ravens?
Yes.
And the Raiders better than the Ravens?
I will go no, not the Raiders.
Patriots better than the Ravens?
No.
Dolphins better than the Ravens?
No.
Okay. So you have the Ravens probably as like 6 or 7. In the
I think we're in that right around that range. 6, 7, 8. Like, I think there's a lot of teams that are fighting for the last wild card too. I think for me, that's where Baltimore is for just 2022.
Okay. Even though I disagree, I think the Ravens are a Super Bowl contender this year. If you tell me that they're 6 or 7, I could see why you say that you can't see them winning the Super Bowl. Now, the NFC, that's just one that we're never going to agree upon, because it's just not a, it's not as if I'm telling you the Packers could win a Super Bowl this year because I think they're great. It's just the rest of that conference is just miserable. And maybe there's a team that emerges that we're not seeing and we're not really putting much stock in, but I have a tough time seeing the Cowboys, the Eagles, the 49ers, the Saints, the Panthers, like whoever that team is that people have been trending on at some point in this offseason, challenging the Packers for that three spot. So if the Packers are the third best team in the NFC, it's not inconceivable to me that, let's say, the Rams get picked off on divisional weekend, and then you have an NFC championship game, Bucks against the Packers, and Rodgers finds a way to get the job done finally.
And you look last year, when the NFC was equally as bad last year, and you had a situation where the Rams, the two best teams, played each other. You know, you have to, you avoided one of the two best teams, and you're at home, and you still couldn't get the job done.
But also, if I would have told you before the postseason last year that we would have had a Rams 49ers NFC championship game, you probably would not have believed that.
Correct.
And that's what we had. So you saw the Bucks get picked off now because of the Rams, and then you saw the Packers, that was the unexpected one, the Packers unexpectedly getting picked off last year. Like the Rams losing to the Bucks, that game was a 50-50 toss-up game.
Speaking of which, I feel like Aaron Rodgers always played better when he's the underdog. Like, when we don't expect the Packers to win and they've had, like, injuries have been ravaged, they always find ways to win those games. But it's like, when you're the
now
favorite...
Now you're arguing against yourself!
Well...
Yeah, you are!
No, well, I'm just saying in general, that's the trend. But no, I'm still not buying into Aaron Rodgers. That's okay. Just a trend I noticed.
Okay. I kind of want to make a wager with you this year on the Packers. How many wins do you think the Packers are going to have? I'm not going to do if they just get to the Super Bowl or not, because I do believe more in the Bucs or the Rams, even with what I'm just saying.
I mean, off the top of my head, I haven't done the win-loss. I'd probably say 11-ish? 11-6?
What do we want to... Well, you still owe me two dinners, which I'm never going to get at this point. I'll shave off one dinner since you got me some alcoholic drinks for my birthday. So now you only owe me one dinner. Do you want to double down on that dinner that the Packers will have more than 11 wins this year? I haven't even looked at their schedule yet.
I want to look at it, too. I don't know. So, I like the Super Bowl bet. I'm not sure about the wins, because Aaron Rodgers is a good regular season quarterback.
We will punt this into the 9 p.m. Eastern time hour, 6 p.m. Pacific hour, and we will finalize a bet here. But I think it's time for you to pay up at least on one of the dinners that you owe me. Even though
I'm here. Ball's in your court.
Ball's on my court. I have to go get my earnings.
Well, just say, and look at it. I'm hungry for dinner tonight. That's all.
All right. I'm hungry for dinner tonight. Where are we ordering, Hickey? You ready to get some fillets that we're going to order to the station?
Actually, I think McDonald's on menu.
Ugh.
Probably got some good deals.
The last time I ate McDonald's, I think, was on a road trip when that was the only thing that was there. Tyler Medikevich from the Bills joins us next to do a little Buffalo Bills preview, first and goal style.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. The NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on The Zach Gelb Show.
Let's take a stop in the AFC East. Today we will preview the Buffalo Bills. They should win this division once again, and maybe they'll be playing in the Super Bowl and walking away with the Lombardi Trophy. We welcome in a linebacker and a special teams demon for the Buffalo Bills, and that is Tyler Medikevich. Tyler, appreciate the time as always. How are you?
Zach, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Can't complain. I know we got to move on to this upcoming season, but I got to get to one thing from last year. The way that it ended up against Kansas City, I thought you guys that year were going to go to the Super Bowl and win the whole thing. How long did it take? Do you ever move on from what transpired in those final 13 seconds?
Oh, gosh, definitely. You start off right with the stingers. You definitely try to move on from that. It definitely hurt. I mean, everyone saw how tough a loss it was, how good of a game it was to everybody else, how bad of a loss it was for us. But you just got to look at it like any other game, and you just got to take the good things, the bad things out of it, and try to move on, learn from it, and keep it pushing. But, yeah, last year definitely stings when you think about it.
What do you think the team learned the most from the final 13 seconds?
You just got to finish till the clock says zero. You got to do that, and there's a lot of other ways throughout the game. You need to take advantage of opportunities, and you just can't let good teams hang around, you know? And I think that showed last year versus Chiefs and in this league. It's hard when you leave guys with time, you know? You've seen it over the years, the great teams. They find ways to win that last crucial minute. So you just got to find ways to overcome that. And I think we got all the pieces now. And Zach, I can't wait for this year.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what you guys do this year. I think you're going to have an unbelievable season. One more on last year before we get to the next down. Were you able to watch the rest of the playoffs? You guys losing the divisional round. You guys have been in the playoffs a bunch of times under Sean McDermott. Were you able, Tyler Medikevich, to watch the conference championship games and eventually the Super Bowl?
Oh, no. I definitely didn't watch conference. And I might have flicked on a series of the Super Bowl when I was with everybody. I couldn't get away from it. But those things are just tough to watch. It definitely gets you motivated a little bit. But watching guys out there playing, you know, when you're like, shoot, that should be us. It's tough. But, hey, man, that's life. You know, you just got to take it with a grain of salt. And get ready to come back. And I think that's what this team's ready to do this year.
Let's get to the next down. Tyler Medikevich here with us, captain of the Buffalo Bills. I also think Super Bowl experience is enormous when a team's trying to win a Super Bowl, because there's a difference from having playoff experience and then having a Lombardi in your closet, and then also being able to have a Super Bowl ring on your finger. Bringing in Von Miller, I know he's a great player. We know he's won two Super Bowls. But really, just having a guy in that locker room that has won it before probably means a lot, right?
Means everything, man. Just his presence in the building, working with the younger guys, the guys on defense, just being able to teach him all his little tricks to perfect his craft. And then not only the defensive guys, but he's going up against the offensive guys every single day, you know? So just watching Deion's game get elevated to the next level. It honestly is tremendous just having a guy like that around the facility, just being able to work with him. And, I mean, like you said, he's won a Super Bowl, so he knows what it takes. So he definitely, when he's preaching out there and telling guys, like, let's go, it's time to turn it on, everyone's focus locked into him because they're like, hey, man, this dude knows what it takes. He's been there before. So it's pretty awesome watching.
I saw there was a report earlier today that Tre'Davious White is going to be back to practice sooner rather than later. When you get to Tre'Davious White, that's another big part to your team. Like, we talk about the addition of Von Miller. That guy got hurt last year, and we know how good of a cornerback Tre'Davious White could be.
Absolutely. Tre'Davious is such a special player, man. The dude's funny as heck. Always got the jokes. You could hear him from freaking down the hallway. You could hear his voice. You know who's coming, but T-White's just a great guy to have around, man. We love him, and I know the team desperately misses him out there on that field. So we're pretty excited once we get him back, too.
Let's get to the next down. Talking to Tyler Medikevich as we preview the Buffalo Bills. You've been around Big Ben. I know he's no longer in the NFL anymore, just retiring. Now this is going to be your number three with Josh Allen. What can you tell us about Josh Allen? Because we all see a great quarterback, but you being a teammate of his, what do you think the NFL is going to be getting this year with Josh Allen?
I mean, I don't think people really understand him taking it to the next level, but I can't wait to watch him this year. He's just a big, goofy dude who just goes out there on Sundays or whatever day it is and just absolutely lights it up. Just puts on a show. Dude's such a competitor. I think that's what makes him him. And, I mean, like I said, dude, he's a clown. He's a goofball. He's always joking around, just playing around with guys and stuff like that. So it's pretty fun.
When we get to the wide receiving room, we all know how great Stephon Diggs is. But Gabe Davis, who I've been a big fan of watching all that American Athletic Conference football ever since he was at UCF, he really took his game to the next level during the playoffs in that game where you lost to Kansas City. He had four touchdowns. For Gabe Davis this year, what do you think he has in store for Bills Mafia?
Shoot, sky's the limit, man, for Gabe. Gabe's a freak, you know. He's tall. He's big. He's a physical wide receiver. But the next thing you know, he'll run right by you. Guy's a special player. And he's another dude who's just an absolute jokester. Always joking around. He's a clown. He's hilarious. Dude just wants to be on his boat fishing. He's hilarious.
It feels like there's a loose vibe and somewhat of a confident vibe with your group heading into this season. But would you agree with that, just the way that you're describing a lot of the players on this team?
Yeah, man. I think just guys are able to be themselves out here. You know, they put on their working hat when it's time to go out there and practice or whether we're in meeting rooms and stuff. But, dude, off the field, man, it's just a great group of guys. Guys that just enjoy being together, you know, especially we were just up at St. John's Fisher and stuff off the training camp. So you're just out there. So we're out there playing cornhole a couple nights till like 10:30. You know what I mean? Guys are out there all the time. You know, us Temple guys had to represent too, me and Deion. So just throwing that out there.
How's your cornhole game, by the way?
Oh, it is electric right now. Don't mean to throw that word out there, but I am feeling it when it comes to the cornhole game right now.
Talking to Tyler Medikevich, is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Buffalo Bills, in your opinion?
Man, I think every year is a Super Bowl or bust. You know, I think that's the number one goal at the beginning of the year. Every team, you want to win that Super Bowl. You want to be playing football in February. And I think that's just going to continue to be the goal, you know. We got all the pieces right now. We got guys dialed in. It's training camp. It's going to be awesome. We got preseason coming up. Finally, some of these guys, some of the rooks that will be helping out the team, you know, are getting ready to throw those pads on for the first time. And, I mean, it's just going to help us even more, you know, once you see what some of these guys can do. And, Zach, I'm so fired up for this season, man. I think everyone's excited for football and stuff, but I'm excited to see the Buffalo Bills play this year, man.
Well, the reason I ask you that is some teams say, hey, the goal is to win the Super Bowl, and you look at the team and you go, this isn't a Super Bowl team. When I look at your team, I expect you guys to win the Super Bowl this year. Do you feel that extra attention? Do you feel that extra hype as everyone's waiting to see, is this going to be the year that Buffalo finally brings the Lombardi back to their passionate fans?
That's the plan, brother. We got a great team right now, Zach. And you know how it is. You just got to take it week by week. It's a long season, man. Shoot, we're playing. Ball starts next week, this weekend, and we're going till, like I said, you could be playing till February. So, I mean, you guys got to be clicking. Teams got to do all the right things. The coaches and everybody in the organization definitely did their part of bringing us together. You know, now it comes down to us going out there and executing week in and week out, you know, and hopefully you're playing by the end.
Let's get to the final down. Talking to Bills linebacker and special teams demon Tyler Medikevich. You mentioned some of the younger players. I wonder what your thoughts are on the early returns of James Cook, because I think he's going to be a nice player for you guys in the running back position.
Absolutely. Everyone's seen his film in college, saw what he could do in college. He's just like his brother. He's fast. He's good inside the holes, within spaces, got good balance, and kick to catch. So, I mean, he's definitely a weapon that I'm excited to see firsthand this year.
Give me another player or two, since you know the team so well, you being a captain, that maybe people aren't talking about right now that have either elevated their game a lot in the offseason or we're going to be talking a lot about this upcoming year for Buffalo.
Shoot. Man, I like Isaiah McKenzie. I think Isaiah is such a special player. I mean, he's talented. He's tiny, but he is fast. Pound for pound, he's up there. For just like how strong he is and stuff like that. For a tiny of a guy he is, but man, is he electric out there on the field. Duke can catch passes. Everyone, I mean, shoot, you've seen his film, you know, and I think with the opportunity that he has and stuff like that, I mean, it should be, he's a guy I definitely like.
I'll also say this, the tight end room for you guys, I think it's a lot better than what people think. Dawson Knox is a gamer, and then bringing in O.J. Howard was a big acquisition too.
Yeah, man. I mean, we like I said before, Zach, we had a coaches and organization being, they did a hell of a job putting this team together. But I mean, shoot, you know as well as I do, man, could look good on paper. You got to go out there on Sunday and play. Shoot, man, I just can't wait, man. The Buffalo Bills, the Mafia. I mean, you've been up there. You've seen that Mafia going crazy. There's no better feeling.
Tyler Medikevich, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much. We'll be talking throughout the season. Good luck this year.
My guy, I'll talk to you, Zach. Appreciate you having me.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
News brief time. Let's get to it. Ron Rivera isn't buying the negative talk surrounding Carson Wentz. He should be, but he isn't. This courtesy of our friends at SiriusXM NFL Radio.
The narratives are all unfair. I mean, obviously, he left each place for their reason. Okay, yeah. Great. That's their reason. He's here for our reason. He's right. Here because we want him here. He's here because we see what he can do. We see what he's done. And based on what we do, we see there's an opportunity. And that's why he's here. And we have a lot of confidence in what we've seen so far. The guys have all assimilated to him. They've rallied around him. And that's a huge plus because, again, based on what we went through for the last couple of years and probably before I got here, trying to find the quarterback.
I mentioned it on air. You've gone through seven guys. You've had seven different starting quarterbacks.
Yes, and now all of a sudden there's an opportunity for us to settle in on a guy. Let's do it. Let's get behind him. Let's give him every opportunity to succeed, and that's what we're going to do.
I think that is Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller. It would have been great, whoever was saying the seven or eight, how many quarterbacks they had in the past, and I'm sure Carson won't be the last one. That's where I thought they were going. I'm like, oh, it's then NFL Radio. You're not going to get that kind of talk on SiriusXM NFL Radio. I hear those comments, and I hear those comments as we've been so bad at the quarterback position for so long. We have some guy that has shown some flashes of being a really good quarterback, but it's never really stuck for a long time in his career. So it can't be worse than what we had the last few years. Which, if that's the case, you made the wrong decision with what you gave up to go get Carson Wentz. Swapping twos where you got the lesser of the second round pick, a third round pick, and then a conditional three that could turn into another two. So, Ryan, we've had Ron Rivera on before. Maybe I'll reach out to the Commanders and we'll try to get him on again. With how much I bash Carson Wentz, I don't know if that will be successful, but Ron Rivera has been very kind to us. If I had Ron Rivera on the show, and I'll have you play the role of Ron Rivera, this would be my question to him. It didn't work out in Philadelphia. It didn't work out in Indianapolis. Those guys know him a lot better than you did and that you have. Why is it going to work out for you? How do you think Ron Rivera would answer that?
He'd answer very simply. Third time's a charm.
That's a horrible answer.
Third time's a charm. Strike out in Philly, strike out in Indy. Come on down.
I like Ron, but if he said that on our show, I think that would be my genuine response. That's a horrible answer, Coach.
Ron, either cut him or fire yourself right now. Do one of the two, right? Jeez.
But even if this is a disaster year for the Commanders, I don't think it's going to be a disaster. I just don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Rivera's probably back next year because there's so many other problems with this organization. And the shame is, they happen to have a good roster when you look at the Commanders. The defensive line's really good. I like their running back, Antonio Gibson. I love Terry McLaurin. Jahan Dotson, I'm optimistic on, coming out of Penn State. But you just don't have it at the quarterback. You know if you have it at the quarterback. Or you at least think you know if you have it. I know for a fact Carson Wentz is not going to work out for the long term with the Washington Commanders. I'd be surprised if it even works out in the short term, if we're being fully transparent. So, there we go. Ron should just say, hey, at least it's not Heinicke. Or at least we're not hoping that Ryan Fitzpatrick, for the first time in his career, could go make the playoffs.
He's not Kyle Allen, so there we go.
Oh, jeez. And you know who probably feels the worst about this? Cam? Isn't that your dose of reality? Where Ron Rivera's had 3 or 4 opportunities to bring you in, and even with how bad the state of the quarterback position has been with the Commanders, you can't even get a tryout or a conversation? I know he said they once thought about it for a little bit, but then something happened with New England. I think it was when Rivera joined us in the Super Bowl. It was then Cam was brought back to New England, but then he got cut. So it's just one of those scenarios where if you're Cam, isn't that just the come-to-you-know-what moment that Rivera's not even giving you an opportunity? It's not as if it was just one opportunity, Ryan. He had multiple chances to do so.
And for whatever reason, Cam still thinks he's at the top.
32
quarterback. He's a starter.
Yeah.
This should be very sobering for that thought.
Top 32 quarterback in the league, Cam, now? Yes. I'd rather have Carson than Cam.
Oh, 100%.
There you go. I found the quarterback I'd rather have. Rather go Carson than Cam.
That's Ron Rivera's answer. Well, that's either Carson or Cam.
That's the nicest thing about what I said regarding Carson Wentz in years, if we're being fully transparent. Doug Peterson. And why Trevor Lawrence is starting the first preseason game.
For him, it's important, but also for the offense, right? I mean, it's a new scheme. You got new faces, new people out there that he's working with, and, you know, new center. So seeing all of it put together, you know, and just want to have some crisp plays, some good execution, and, try to score a few points and get him out.
My biggest takeaway from that, Ryan, the Jaguars now have a professional coach compared to Urban Meyer. Because anytime Urban Meyer would speak last year, I don't care what it was about, I would just cringe and go, wow, he said the wrong thing. Doug Peterson could have said, we're going to play Trevor Lawrence for all 4 quarters, and I would disagree with that, but I would just say, yeah, I agree with it because it's not Urban Meyer. That's where I'm at whenever I now hear Doug Peterson speak as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's anyone but Urban Meyer, so it sounds good to me. Mike McDaniel on if joint practices between the Dolphins and Buccaneers are awkward because of Miami's tampering charges.
For me, nothing happened. Everyone else is the one making it awkward. That doesn't occupy a single iota of space with anybody. It's hard enough to be good in this league. As the Miami Dolphins, we're all of our energy is very coordinated and only has to do with us getting better, and everything else would be an opportunity cost that we're not willing to expend.
I'm going to give a little advice to Mike McDaniel. If you say it occupies no space in your head, just stop right there. You don't need to keep on bloviating after that, because then it does make it seem as if you're giving reasons why it doesn't occupy space in your head when it does. We know that the Dolphins had interest in Sean Payton. We know they had interest in Tom Brady. And it has to occupy some space because it affects the way that your organization operates, because Stephen Ross isn't there for a while with the suspension. So, McDaniel, I don't know. I have not. Have you bought the hype on Mike McDaniel? Because I think this is going to be a guy that everyone talks about how much they like him because he's funny with the media and he's good with the media. As a head coach, I don't think he's ready. I think he's going to be weighing over his head. I am not buying the Dolphins whatsoever this year.
I like Mike McDaniel. I'm in. Quirky.
But based off what?
His press conferences.
Yeah. See, that's...
He's fun.
If that's the case...
Well, we haven't seen Joe Judge, on the field.
Joe Judge would have been Vince Lombardi based off his first press conference.
I will say, I did buy into his initial press conference. Then you hear him talk more, then it's like, maybe.
The Dolphins will finish in 3rd place in this division. McDaniel's not going to get this team to the playoffs. And I don't even think that highly of my football team this year, but they'll finish in 2nd place. Tua Tagovailoa reiterates why Tom Brady tampering reports don't bother him.
I think they were doing that in 2019, but then I came in 2020. So, I mean, they picked me. So 2020, it's 2022. I'm still here. So, yeah. I'm still here. To me, that's all noise at this point.
I get it's a tough spot, but they were talking to him in December of 2021 as well. I love how people get facts and they just read one part of the fact and not the rest of it. It would almost be, it's almost as if Tua Tagovailoa got a bunch of bullet points about what actually did go on and he stopped reading after 2019, or that's the way that he's just trying to perceive it as, and that was his immediate out. But Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, they were tampering with Tom Brady in December of 2021. Now, Tua says it was in 2019, he didn't get there until 2020. Were you not there in December of 2021, Tua?
You are correct. It happened twice.
Ay, ay, ay. Let's go to Aaron Rodgers. He thinks the Packers are one of the 8 teams that can win a Super Bowl this year. This courtesy of the Adam Shine podcast. Go get those oven mitts out, Adam. Time to shine. Let's roll.
There's 32 teams that put up on day one of training camp. This is the goal, to win a Super Bowl or a World's Championship. And in reality, there's about 8 teams, usually, that can do it. And I really believe we're one of those 8.
And I agree with him. Bills, Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Chargers, Bucks, Packers, Rams. Those are my 8 for this year. Todd Bowles explains why Tom Brady's going to be away for the team for the next 10 years, or tries to, or next 10 days.
Tom has been excused today. He will be taken anywhere. He'll be back sometime around after Tennessee. He's going to deal with some personal things. This is something we talked about before training camp started. We allotted this time because he wanted to get in and get chemistry with the guys and go through 2 weeks of training camp, knowing he wasn't going to play the first 2 games. He didn't want to take away reps from Blaine and Kyle, and as well as Griff, as far as going into these next 2 games, and it's something he needs to handle. We trust him. We talked about it. It was scheduled way before training camp, and he will not be here until after Tennessee.
The kindness of Tom Brady to walk away from the team to handle something that he has, but more importantly, he didn't want to take away from the reps that all those other guys that were going to be playing in those preseason games would be getting in practice. That makes no sense to me. Does that make any sense to you, Ryan?
No. Also, why is Todd Bowles saying he trusts Tom Brady? In this context, that doesn't really make much sense either. Brady's leaving.
But why wouldn't he trust Tom Brady? It's his quarterback. I think he means to be ready by the start of the season.
I hope so. I hope I'm not sure I misinterpreted anything, but I heard that. I'm like, oh, that's kind of a weird thing to throw in there when he's like, he's leaving. You'd assume he's coming back.
Play it again.
Tom has been excused today. He will be taken anywhere. He'll be back sometime around after Tennessee. He's going to deal with some personal things. This is something we talked about before training camp started. He didn't want to take away reps from Blaine and Kyle, and as well as Griff, as far as going into these next 2 games, and it's something he needs to handle. We trust him. We talked about it. It was scheduled way before training camp, and he will not be here.
We trust him.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's more so we trust that he's going to be ready, and it won't be a problem with the 2 weeks being away. I have no problem with it. I just don't buy that this was pre-scheduled and all this agreement. That doesn't add up to me. I think the guy just wants to go on vacation, unless it's something more they just don't want to tell us.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.